House Democrat Dina Titus, "I'd like to impeach the bastard right now." By Joshua Kaplan on November 18, 2019. Representative Dina Titus, DNV, attacked President Donald Trump as a bastard and called for his immediate impeachment during a speech Sunday. "I think the House is going to do it," Titus said Sunday night at a Democratic presidential primary forum at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. "Frankly, I'd like to impeach the bastard right now." Earlier Sunday, Titus made similar remarks at a campaign event held by presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, according to CNN. Asked about her pointed comments, the Nevada Democrat conceded she got caught up in the moment and said the slur was the first term that came to the top of my head. Like Titus, Sanders supports House Democrats' impeachment inquiry sparked by a partisan CIA analyst mischaracterization of President Trump's July 25 telephone conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. During last month's Democrat presidential primary debate, Sanders called for the president's ouster, stating, "Trump is the most corrupt president in the history of this country. The idea that we have a president of the United States who is prepared to hold back national security money from one of our allies in order to get dirt on a presidential candidate is beyond comprehension," he continued. "I look forward, by the way, not only to a speedy and expeditious impeachment process, but Mitch McConnell has got to do the right thing and allow a free and fair trial in the Senate." While Sanders and a majority of House Democrats say they support impeachment, Representative Jeff Van Drew, DNJ, who opposes the move, recently revealed that some Democrats are privately expressing concern about the ongoing inquiry. "There is some discussion among some of them quietly, privately, of concern, certainly," Van Drew told Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures over the weekend. "What I'm hearing out in the street is with most people is, they're kind of tired, they're kind of worn out, they're kind of bored, most folks, and they really want to move on. Unless there's something new and amazing, we know the end game here." Impeachment, as you know, our founding fathers had vigorous debates over whether they would even allow impeachment in the Constitution. You don't disenfranchise voters, millions upon millions of voters. Voters choose their leaders in America, he cautioned.